This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's going on, America, and welcome to Dear America Live. If you are watching this right now, we need every single person to hit the share button right this second. We have some bombshell stuff to talk about. We have some just insane things going on. First and foremost, I think we can officially say that we are back. We are no longer in suspension on Facebook. And so we are back. I didn't think that it would happen, but we are here. There's a lot to talk about, period. Case in point, we need every one of you to hit the share button right this second. We realize that some of you may be coming in and you hadn't seen us in a while.
That's right.
And we are happy to be back. And so we've got things to talk about. First and foremost, did Jack Dorsey, just like an hour ago, lie under oath to the Senate? We're going to find out here in just a little bit. But first, hit the share button. And first, we got to talk to you about Liberty University. You can click the link in our caption above. It's not unknown that we have a partnership with Liberty. Click the link or go to liberty.edu/dearamerica and you'll get your application fee absolutely waived. It's an amazing university. I go there. Maybe we can go to a class together. Click the link. Check it out. 6.7 thousand people are watching. We need every one of you to hit the share button right now, and let's get into what is going on literally today. Okay, so Jake, let's start off and let's show everybody what's going on in the Senate. Now, for those of you who don't know, today, all the major executives, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, Jack Dorsey from Twitter, and what's the guy from Google's name?
Patel or something.
I don't know. I'm not going to try to lie to you.
You know the thing.
You know his name. Exactly. So let's start off with, first of all, let's show amazing journalism, case in point. And what I mean by that is, last night, Tucker Carlson had an interview with Tony Bublinski, okay? And we're not going to get into conspiracies or things that can be proven or not proven. However, Tucker Carlson had an hour-long discussion with the guy who was saying that the Biden family is corrupt. Whether you believe that or not, whether we've 100% verified all this information, we're not there yet. However, while that was going on, that's not what CNN chose to talk about.
No.
Okay? While today, every major big tech owner and CEO is testifying before the Senate, they're not talking about that. What are they talking about? They're talking about in their ongoing quest to raise a chick, a couple of male penguins that rose to viral fame last year for stealing an egg from a heterosexual penguin couple have now stolen the nest of two female penguins.
No.
I don't know what we would do without CNN. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like where do we go for real news without them? Why? Yeah. Because thank God they have people that can decide what needs to be talked about and what doesn't need to be talked about. But that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. 7.6 thousand people are watching. If you support this show and you support free speech, we need you to hit the share button right this second, because now we're going to get into some stuff. Let's take Mark Zuckerberg first. Now, before we play this clip, okay, I'm going to be fair, all right? The things that Mark Zuckerberg is saying is probably the one that I agree with the most out of the three that are currently testifying. Actually, I think it ends in like 25 more minutes. But let's play the Mark Zuckerberg clip. Now, this was about 2 or 3 hours ago, and this is in questions of about censorship and more specifically Section 230. Let's listen to the clip. Go ahead, Jake.
There we go.
Every day, millions of Americans use the internet to share their experiences and discuss issues that matter to them.
True.
Setting the rules for online discourse is an important challenge for our society, and there are principles at stake that go beyond any one platform. How do we balance free expression and safety? How do we define what is dangerous?
Good question.
Who should decide?
Excellent
question.
I don't
believe that private companies should be making so many decisions about these issues by themselves.
Hmm.
And at Facebook, we often have to balance competing equities. Sometimes the best approach from a safety or security perspective isn't the best for privacy or free expression. So we work with experts across society to strike the right balance. We don't always get it right, but we try to be fair and consistent.
Mm.
The reality is that people have very different ideas and views about where the lines should be.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats often say that we don't remove enough content, and Republicans often say we remove too much. I expect that we'll hear some of those criticisms today. And the fact that both sides criticize us doesn't mean that we're getting this right. But it does mean that there are real disagreements about where the limits of online speech should be. And I think that's understandable. People can reasonably disagree about where to draw the lines. That's a hallmark of democratic societies.
Wow.
Especially
that almost sounds like a conservative viewpoint right there. Honestly, and hit the share button right now. 8.1 thousand people are watching. Hit the share button and let's talk about this. So again, if I'm being fair, okay, in my immediate overlooking of the Senate hearing today, Mark Zuckerberg seems to be the most, seemed to be the most balanced and the most open for possible reforms to Section 230. Okay, so what is Section 230? All right, a lot of people may not know this. Section 230 is basically it's a loophole that social media companies are now using for immunity for what they choose to do on their site. Section 230, for contrast, okay, was created in 1966, I want to say. Fact check me on that, Jake. Let's look it up. When was Section 30 created? I want to say it was 1966, but we want to be open and transparent here on the show, so we're going to fact check ourselves. When was it created?
Section 30?
Yeah, Section 230.
Or 230.
Section 230. Should be 1966.
230, that was 1996?
Was it 1996?
230, piece of internet legislation. Yeah, because the internet wasn't, around until...
No, the original Section 230.
Section 230, look it up.
When was...
1996.
Oh, 1996. Yeah. See, there we go. That's why we have the computers right there. I was 30 years off. Anyway, 1996. Okay, but anyway, 1996, none of these companies existed. Okay.
Right.
Even if I was off 30 years, which this is why we do Dear America Live. Okay. This is as live as it gets. 1996, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, none of them were here. YouTube, all this stuff. None of these things were here. And so the argument has always been, is it time to readjust Section 230? I don't know the answer to that, because the original reason that Section 230 was created was it was supposed to protect free speech on the internet. Okay. And so the argument that Jack Dorsey makes from Twitter, I don't have this link, but I'll be transparent and say it. The argument he makes, that his concern is that if they remove Section 230, then free speech as we know it on the internet will go away. However, government officials are arguing that we need to adjust Section 230 because what appears to be happening, okay? Now, and again, here we are different. We just got out of suspension. from Facebook, and we are very grateful to that.
Okay? We're out of timeout.
We're out of timeout, and so, however, things would appear, as Mark Zuckerberg stated, that Democrats say that the Republicans are getting all the attention, and Republicans say that the Democrats are getting all the attention, right? So, anyway, okay, but we really need to get into Jack Dorsey, okay? Mm-hmm. Because Twitter, hands down, is the worst offender out of everyone, okay? Yeah. And now that, I'm not sure, can be argued, okay? And hit the share button, because we got some really, really good clips to show you guys. First, though, all right, Philly is burning right this mm-hmm. second. There's riots going on in the streets. If there was ever a time to protect yourself and your family with the Second Amendment, it's right now. You need to go check out our friends at Red Arrow Weapons. Super simple. Go to redarrowweapons.com and get you a 100% Made in America AR-15 rifle. These guys are great. Kip Campbell, they are fighting the fight against Ralph Northam in Virginia. Go get yourself a 100% Made in America rifle. Go to redarrowweapons.com right now. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about one of the big things that are going on right now. Hit the share button. If you are watching and you support this show, hit the share button. So this is a question to Jack Dorsey. What is misleading information? Okay, so that's a big thing that's going on right now. With fact-checking and things like that, it'll be misinformation. I'm talking about the Holocaust clip. You got it? All right. So they ask a question to Jack Dorsey because there are active tweets that are still on Twitter right now that are blatantly denying the Holocaust, which I think all sane and rational people can agree that's misleading and false information. But listen to what Jack Dorsey says with this.
And we don't have a policy against misinformation. We have a policy against misinformation in three categories, which are manipulated media, public health, specifically COVID, and civic integrity, election interference, and voter suppression. That is all we have policy on for misleading information.
Is that a homeless man?
We do not have policy or enforcement for any other types of misleading information that you're mentioning.
So somebody denying the murder of millions of people or instigating violence against a country as a head of state is not categorically falling in any of those three misinformation or other categories Twitter has?
Not misinformation, but we do have other policies around incitement to violence, which may, some of the tweets that you mentioned or the examples that you're mentioning may fall afoul of.
Wait for it.
But for misleading information, we're focused on those three categories only.
So somebody denies the Holocaust has happened is not misinformation.
It's misleading information, but we don't have a policy against that type of misleading information. We have
millions of people died.
Crazy, huh? I mean, that's nuts, right? Like,
it's
like,
misleading, but
okay, but here's my thing. Okay, we're either gonna have, and this is truly where I stand, and I realize that we make our living on social media, and so I'm trying to be very calm, and I'm trying to be just rational and apolitical on this. I really am.
Yeah,
we're either going to have misleading information algorithms that affect everyone the same. So basically, if you put something out there that is false or blatantly false, you get dinged, or we're not. You can't have it both ways. And please comment below and let me know if you agree or disagree with this. But it would appear to me that freedom and equality, if that's what we're really all after, is you can't have one and not the other. And again, maybe that's just me. I don't know. And so Ted Cruz has been really the pioneer for all of this. You know, how these three CEOs got subpoenaed in front of the Senate is definitely a just amazing effort on Ted Cruz's part. Ted Cruz goes hard in the paint on Jack Dorsey. And this is in regards to the New York Post article and things like that. And so the best way to show it to you is just show you the clip. So check out Ted Cruz's interaction with Jack Dorsey. And then that's going to lead us into a sponsor, but then lead us right into a very, very, very crazy point. Let's hear what Ted Cruz has to say.
Post about the New York Post as well. Is that correct? Within that 24-hour period, yes. But we, you know, as the policy has changed, anyone can tweet
the charter. So Twitter takes the view. You can censor the New York Post. You can censor Politico. Presumably, you can censor the New York Times or any other media out.
All right, let's play it back from the beginning really quick, because this is what I said at the beginning. The Jack Dorsey lie under oath to the Senate. Play it again, and when he says, you know, the policy has changed and now anyone can tweet out, listen.
Yeah.
Post about the New York Post as well. Is that correct?
Within that 24-hour period, yes. But we, you know, as the policy has changed, anyone can tweet
so
the charter.
Twitter takes
see, anybody, I pause it one more time. All right. Did everybody hear that? Okay. That's what was said. Now, maybe he misspoke. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Hold on. We're not done with that clip. But that's what he said. That's what he just said right there.
Yeah.
Right? He just said that you can tweet it out. Well, Ted Cruz has just tweeted that he just lied to me under oath because I just tried to do it, and you can't. Hmm. You can't tweet it. All right, finish planning it.
As the policy has changed, anyone can tweet
so
the charter.
Twitter takes the view. You can censor the New York Post. You can censor Politico. Presumably, you can censor the New York Times or any other media outlet. Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Let's give Mr. Dorsey.
All right, you can stop it. They literally say, well, let's give him a couple seconds to like recuperate. But in my opinion, it's a valid question. And please share this video right now and comment below and let me know what you think.
Yeah.
But it's a valid question. Who elected Twitter? And let's just focus on Twitter, because like I said, Twitter is by far the most egregious in this. Who elected Twitter the thought police? Who elected Twitter the speech police? Who did that? And I think it's a very valuable thing. When you have a company that also has the ability to censor and shut down the voice of actual elected officials.
Yeah.
There's possible issues there. All right. Now that was about the New York Post. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's another clip that we're fixing to get into. But before we do that, do not leave. We have to get into a sponsor. Do not leave. Hit the share button. This is important. You guys need to listen to this. All right. Here we go. All right, iTarget Pro. Innocent people are falling victim to crime, intimidation, and forced to fend for themselves because Democrats and the left are successfully defunding the police. See this in Philadelphia right now. When the government can or won't protect your family, self-defense is the only option, but most of us don't have the time to consistently train, plus ammo is really expensive. That's why iTarget Pro was invented. Using a proprietary app and laser bullet, you can now train safely in the convenience of your own home with your actual firearm. iTarget comes in all the major calibers, including 223 and 556. Today, you can get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in just a few days. That's the letter iTargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com, offer code GRAHAM. All right, hit the share button. All right, this is a continuation off of what you just heard with Ted Cruz. Go down, Jake, to, it says, Senator Ron Jones, do either one of you have any evidence? Okay.
Ron Johnson.
Yeah, that's it. Ron Johnson, thank you. I'm blind. I can't see from this distance.
Ron Johnson.
Anyway, okay, so again, all of this started over the New York Post article.
Yeah.
Okay? And to this day, the New York Post is still locked out of their Twitter account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To like,
wow.
Well, if I looked it up, I can see it. But multiple reporters are still reporting that the New York Post is still locked out. Mm. And Senator Ted Cruz, let me see if I can find it and pull it up for you really quick, Jake, just so we can be transparent here. Senator Ted Cruz, if I can spell it right. Jeez almighty. All right. Let me see here. I'm going to send this to you as soon as I find it. Bear with us. This is live. Ah, here we go. Okay. I'm sending this to you right now, Jake. Pull it up for everybody. In that video, Jack Dorsey said that they changed the rules and now you can share the New York Post article. Okay, so let's look at this really quick. Bring it up for everybody so they can see it. You got it, Jake? I do. Pulling it up right now. Ted Cruz is basically saying, you just lied to me because it is still blocked. And let's play the video on Twitter.
All right, here we go.
For everyone to see. And it should show, it looks like a user is trying to post the article, and Twitter will not.
Tweet not sent.
As of, you know, and if we're talking about truths here, okay? As of right this second, it would appear that that was a misspeak.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lie. That's up for, you know, you to decide, and that's up for the Senate to decide. Was it a misspeaking, or was it a lie? But now let's listen to what Senator Ron Johnson has to ask him about why they censored it in the first place. Listen to this. It's very interesting. Hit the share button.
Okay, for both Mr. Zuckerberg and Dorsey, who censored New York Post stories or throttled them back, do either one of you have any evidence that the New York Post story is part of Russian disinformation, or that those emails aren't authentic? Do any of you have any information whatsoever they're not authentic, or that they are Russian disinformation? Mr. Dorsey.
We don't.
Whoa.
You know, so why would you censor it? Why did you prevent that from being disseminated on your platform that is supposed to be for the free expression of ideas, and particularly true ideas?
Mm.
We believed it fell afoul of our hacking materials policy. We judged in the
moment. But what evidence did you have that it was hacked? They weren't hacked.
We judged in a moment that it looked like it was hacked materials.
You were wrong.
You were wrong.
And we updated our policy and our enforcement within 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay, for both Mr. Zuckerberg.
So this is not a conversation of opinion, okay? I am, for this episode, I find it very important not to put my opinion in this.
I think most people know our opinions on
it
too.
But any one of you that are listening to this show regularly, you know where we stand on the political aisle. So I'm trying to be as apolitical as possible. 8.1 thousand people are watching. Hit the share button right now. What was just said by Jack Dorsey, the CEO, the founder of Twitter, okay, is they don't even have any facts around why they censored it in the first place.
And he said it's because they thought it was hacked content.
Yeah, hacked content. And so again, I we're presenting this to you because you deserve to see it. Why is it still not able to be shared? What we just showed you, that Ted Cruz just posted that, no, you still can't share this.
Right.
So if you don't, as you admitted right there, you don't have any information or any facts that prove that this is fake, prove that this is Russian disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
So A, why did you censor it? And B, why is it still censored?
Yeah. I've had multiple people reach out to me and say they all tried to share the one picture of Hunter Biden with like the cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Right.
And it was instantly, like not even a couple hours, just instantly knocked, like you can't upload this photo. So photos have like metadata imprinted in them.
Correct.
You know, and they're just saying anything that is this guy, you cannot post on our platform.
Again,
it's insanity.
Again, okay, I am, and I feel like I'm doing a very good job today. Jake.
You are.
Jake was like, I don't know if you can do this.
It's hard for both of us.
But but I feel that this is so important.
Yeah.
That I don't need to be an opinionist today. I need to present to you what has actually been said and what is actually happening, and it's up to you to decide for yourselves what you believe and what you think. I can only report to you and put out the information that is actually there. Okay, this was done hours ago, all right? That was actually said, and the facts would be that you still can't share it, okay? The reason that they censored it in the first place, they now admit that they don't even have any proof. I can even get around it being censored for like the first 12 to 14 hours. I don't particularly like it, but I can even wrap my head around that because it's such a explosive
story. Figure it out first.
But at this point, almost 2 weeks later, what are we doing? It's a very important question, but believe it or not, this is not the biggest statement that happened, and you need to stick around. There's 8.4 thousand people watching right now. You need to hit the share button and help support the show. If you support us, hit the share button and stick around, because we got to get into a sponsor. But do not leave, because you won't believe this next clip. Here we go. Let's get into a sponsor. All right. This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal boxes collections for you guys. It's called the Box of Awesome, and it upgrades your life. Gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome. Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel any time. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code Graham at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code Graham for 20% off your first box. All right. I told you to hit the share button. I did. And I need you to hit the share button right now, because Marsha Blackburn asked Jack Dorsey a question. And I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to let you listen. And just play it, Jake. Listen, share right now. Listen
so,
to this.
Mr. Dorsey, is Donald Trump a world leader?
Yes.
Okay. So it would be important for world leaders to have access to your platform, correct?
Correct.
And correct. So why did you deny that platform via censorship to the U.S. president?
We haven't censored the U.S. president.
Oh, yes, you have. How many posts from Iran's terrorist Ayatollah have you censored? How many zero. Posts from Vladimir Putin have you censored? So,
if you heard that correct, Marsha Blackburn says, you know, Mr. Dorsey, why have you centered? And this was a follow-up to a question where another senator was asking, you know, how can you let, I don't know, the freaking...
Khamenei?
Yeah.
The Ayatollah.
Exactly. Khamenei. The Ayatollah and all this stuff. World leaders say these horrible things on Twitter.
How about Louis Farrakhan?
Well, but he's not a world leader. So, So Jack Dorsey says that we at Twitter believe that it's important for world leaders to have a voice for their people. And, you know,
even Khamenei.
Anyway, but we're trying to be fair here, Jake. All right. We're trying to be apolitical. Okay. So if you believe that as Twitter, that world leaders should be able to have their own voice, even if we as Americans don't understand it and it would appear threatening and things like that. But Twitter believes that world leaders should have a voice. Then why does Twitter censor the president of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know for a fact that they have taken down videos that they called altered media, that people do that all the time. However, I want to take us to an article by the Daily Wire, and I just screenshotted it. Now, again, okay, I realize that the Daily Wire is typically a conservative-leaning news outlet, but they're the first ones to fact-check Twitter. So let's talk about what the Daily Wire is saying is actually happening.
You sending me a screenshot of it, or
I mean, I can. Hang on 1 second. We'll send it to Jake so you guys can see it as well.
Yeah, the thing that I was going to say about the whole world leaders thing is it is a little bit too vague, because I don't think just because you're a world leader, you can just have a Twitter. If you're talking about genocide all the time and trying to stir up a whole bunch of bad stuff like that,
I didn't necessarily say that I agreed. I'm saying
no, sure.
I'm saying what Jack Dorsey said.
But they'll say for Trump, it's because of these vague things like.
All right.
You know,
well, let's pull this up so everybody can see it. Now this comes right from the Daily Wire, and it says Twitter has been far and away the biggest offender, labeling, fact checking, and removing Trump's tweets and the tweets from his campaign account 64 times. They're claiming. Now again, this is the Daily Wire. We ourselves have not counted yet, but the Daily Wire is immediately refuting this. by Jack Dorsey, saying 64 times since the president's election, the Media Research Center reported users who have been retweeted by Trump. Oh, now this is interesting. They are claiming, Daily Wire is claiming, users who have been retweeted by Trump play a game of censorship roulette as well. According to the Daily Beast, nearly 10% of the unverified accounts retweeted by President Trump since his inauguration are currently suspended from Twitter for various violations of the platform's policies. Weird.
Weird.
Again.
Somebody counted.
Again, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't know that for, I
bet I'd be willing to bet a lot of money.
Personally have not. Daily Wire was my first thing I found. I brought it to you. We got a live show to do. Maybe after we do this, we'll post another article in the comments if we find some more fact checking stuff on that statement. Regardless of the fact, it's a very bold statement that we haven't.
Oh yeah.
We haven't. You haven't limited the voice of a world leader with an account on your platform.
I wonder if he's just using the word censored, because I said, have you censored the president? It's like, no, we haven't censored him.
Yeah, well, they also say in the Daily Wire, it's not just the president, it's also his campaign's page and stuff. Now, yeah, we know that for a fact, too. They have locked out the Trump campaign. They did lock out. Now, they haven't locked out the president, from what I understand.
Right.
But they've locked out the White House press secretary. Anyway, again, these are just facts. And then another thing that is fact is, and we are going to just show a brief clip of the Tony
Bobulinski.
Is it Bobulinski or Bublinski?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Bobulinski.
And again, okay, and this is just to show you, because last time I checked, this wasn't even trending on Twitter, which is crazy. This is alleged, what's the word I'm looking for? Allegations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are not here at Dear America saying that we know this for true. Because the truth is we don't.
Right.
Right? But
it hasn't been investigated yet. But we
believe it important for you to at least hear some of the things that are being said.
Right.
So just play the Tucker Carlson clip. And again, look, this is on Fox News and Tucker Carlson's pages right now. And as of what we know, they have not been taken down because they're proven harmful or they're fake or anything. Now, Tony Bublinski's allegations may end up proven to be fake. We don't know.
Right.
But what we do know right this second is he is alleging that some crap is going on. And I do feel pretty confident to say that if the roles were reversed, it'd be on every major news outlet. But play the Tucker Carlson clip really quick.
Never viewed me. I'm insignificant and irrelevant in this discussion. To them, it was always the Biden family. It wasn't Hunter Biden. It wasn't Jim Biden. It was the Biden family, who's obviously led and operated by Joe Biden. And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to the world, the Chinese referenced that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they referenced loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family. And notice they didn't say we're loaning that money to Oneida Holdings, or we're loaning that money to Tony Bobulinski, or we're loaning that money to James Gillier or Rob Walker. They, once again, not a document generated by me, a document generated by CFC, that they're loaning that money to the Biden family.
What are the implications of this going forward? If Joe Biden is elected president, which could very well happen, how does this constrain his ability to deal with China?
Are you asking for my personal opinion?
I am. I'm asking for your opinion as someone who's worked with the Chinese.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I've referenced that I held a Q clearance. You're briefed on compromise and, you know, who you're able to talk with and deal and do business with. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have here with CFC and stuff like that. So as a citizen and an American taxpayer, I'm very, very concerned.
All right. So again, Very, very powerful allegations there. Very, very powerful stuff. And you would think it would be important stuff. I think personally, whether this turns out to be true or not, I think that the Biden family, America deserves some kind of a response from this.
Right.
Again, our job here on Dear America Live is to bring you what is actually being talked about as it's being talked about. 4 weeks from now, maybe we'll have some answers. I don't know. But it's important for us to make sure that you see it. And we hope that this episode was super powerful for you guys. Because, yeah, that's what's going on. We are five days and 10 hours away from an election, yeah. People. We got a lot of crazy stuff to do. And we want to thank everybody for sticking with us while we were in trouble. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
If you really want to support us, make sure to check out 912united.com. Jake is going to go there right now. You can get your pro America apparel, obviously related to September 12th, 2001, the day that it didn't matter if you were red, if you were blue, we were all American. So make sure to go get and check us out there at 912united.com and support a veteran-owned American company, because it keeps us to be able to do this at all times. So make sure to check out 912united.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Jake, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
And, of course, I'm Graham Allen. Thanks so much for watching this episode of the Dear America Live podcast. And we'll see you all again next time.
See ya.